Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, they always repeat that. Yeah, but sometimes you do. When everybody keeps retreating. And then she dumps you. But you
can see me. That's dark.
That is dark.
Let's be a happy, positive song.
I'm playing around. You know what's a weird fall dynamic? September 10th, Eagles, obviously, totally at the four. But in 3 weeks, guys, I mean, it becomes a Phillies.
It's a Phillies takeover.
It just is.
The last 2 years, we know. It's been so strange. Like, people just don't even want to talk Eagles.
I mean, we
it's
would
like
be doing.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
We were doing interviews last year with football personalities, including members of the team, like Sirianni. And we would be asking them about the Phillies.
Yep,
I mean, it got to the point where that's just what people...
They're watching, too.
A lot of them are. That's right. All right, so we'll talk to Nick Sirianni today at 7:30. Again, Ron Jaworski joins us at 8:30. In between them, Brandon Graham in studio. I mean, it's quite a day, and we look forward to it all here. All right, 215-592-9494. What Rob Thompson said after the game about Bryce Harper, we'll get to that shortly. Let's go to Steve right now in Willow Grove. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Steve?
All I want is a Grandmaster Hammer effort from him. Okay, Joe?
Listen, man, I agree.
You come in every week, and even though you get 4 out of 5, you still want that fifth.
I threw my pen last week when I didn't get the fifth question.
And then you tried to get Devin to retrieve it.
I did, and then I felt bad about that. I did. I felt bad.
That's all we want. We want a little effort.
The we is throwing me off here, Steve.
What is?
The we. He said it's all we want. That's not what we want.
Well, he's talking about Bryce Harper.
Okay. I thought he was still talking to Hammer. My fault, Steve. Good pivot.
I want effort, okay? I want a little bit of Jordan. If he could have 25% of Jordan in him, or even Allen Iverson had.
So, Steve, I will give Bryce this. I will give actually him more grace on last night than most of the other instances for this reason. I think he thinks he hit it out. Now, I don't like a guy that pimps it. I mean, I know, you know, Jalix Hunt.
What's up, big pimpin'?
I mean, I know sometimes someone wants to pimp it, all right? And I'm not a huge fan of that. But I will say, if you think you hit it out and it's the end of the game, to me, that's more understandable to not bust it.
He didn't think.
Than, like, second to home on a single.
He did not think. He hit that thing, and it was just that... I guess half second or
no,
whatever
he,
it was.
He thought he hit it. He thought he drilled it.
He thought it was out. Yeah, and it was just a reaction that he's done 1,000 times before, 10,000 times before. And unfortunately, it was the wrong reaction. Yeah. He needed to rein that reaction in. It was an undisciplined reaction when it happened in that moment.
Yeah, Steve, it's not good. Give me a great answer, Steve, for a villain in a scene. A great scene.
I'm with Rhea on Die Hard, but I'm at the last scene when he's falling out the window.
Yeah, that's a big one also.
To watch.
Yeah, that is really something. All right, let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game. I appreciate you know, Hal direct. By the way, that's not the best scene from Die Hard. I'll just say that.
That's kind of a funny way to put that final scene, too. Falling out the window. You know,
what, is that what he said, window?
Well, that also. But no, like just falling out the window is a different way of thinking about the way he died.
It was falling down like Michael Douglas.
It really
falling
was, like down. A lot more grandiose than falling out the window.
Yeah, but it was the fact that you can see his face as he knows.
Yeah, as
it.
He loses his hands loses, and he's yeah, going, totally. And it's like, I'm going to die now.
By the way, I still can't believe Stallone dropped that girl in the beginning of Cliffhanger.
Dude, it's one
it's
of the all-time.
To understand I don't, that they
it's
did
one
that.
Of the all-time, like, I can't believe you started the movie this way.
It's Rocky, it's Rambo.
Yeah.
Like, very, very prominent. Ooh. Like, everyone knew who that starlet was. And you thought she was going to be, with all the previews, they didn't give away stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you trust Stallone in that moment, and then they dropped her.
It's shocking.
It was shocking.
The first time you see it.
It really is. It was right in the beginning.
Oh.
And Lithgow was a bad guy in that movie, if I remember
Lithgow
right.
Lithgow used to be a bad guy at Fairmount.
All right, Rob Thompson after the game, talking about the Bryce Harper situation. I really appreciate the beginning of this answer. I actually don't appreciate the end of the answer. Here's Rob Thompson last night.
Should Harper have been on
some- Yeah, yeah. And before I could get to him, he came up to me and apologized.
Does that kind of set a tone, too? I mean, we talk about, you know, having a sheriff in the clubhouse to yell at somebody if they don't do it. But when a guy making the most money in the history of the club, you know, makes sure that he knows that you know and everybody knows that you know.
Yeah.
Does kind of set a tone, too?
I think it does. You know, I think it shows the other guys that they need to hustle. And you know, he's accountable. And he admits to his mistakes, and that's all you can ask for, really.
So, the end I don't like. Look, I like the answer more than not like, because I like the fact that he wasn't messing around last night talking about Rob Thompson. But at the end, and maybe it's just he got caught in his own words when he says, you know, accountability, that's all you can ask for. No, I can actually also ask for hustle. And, like, I can ask for that, too.
And I can also ask for, eventually, like, some of those decisions that you make when, or... you know, non-decisions, when it just seems like you do the wrong thing, like when you go for that extra base when you shouldn't. Or,
yeah, well, that,
know, just,
yeah. But
there's
that,
just
but
different
that is...
stuff that it's unrefined, it's undisciplined.
Yes,
and
it is.
You are so outstanding, Bryce, in every way. And you're a student of baseball, student of the game.
Well, then knock it off.
On top of all of that.
How about
that's
that?
Why this seems like incongruous. Like, How on earth does a student of the game who really studies this stuff do the dumbest things on the diamond?
I think a lot of instances he try to protect his body. That's what I think.
And I think sometimes it's over-aggressiveness he does stupid things because of and stuff like that. And I also think sometimes it's frustration, you know?
Like I agree.
He gets frustrated. He wants to be the best. He always thinks he's going to be the best. Yeah. And when he's struggling, when he hits it to first base sometimes...
I agree.
He rolls over and he's pissed.
I agree. Let's go to Johnny in Vineland. Johnny, what's going on, dude?
Hey, good morning, team. First time I ever call you guys. I'm a little nervous. I apologize.
Take your time. It's just five of us talking here. Nobody listening. You take your time. Now, if you flub it, you know, might have to make fun of you. But you're not gonna. But you're not gonna flub it, Johnny. Dude, I believe in you. I believe in Johnny from Vineland.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it.
So I feel like with Jalen Hurts, I feel like we should give him just a game or two, because being that they don't play in the preseason at all, it was knocking a little bit of rust off. And to me, I feel a little encouraged because he didn't have a perfect game, and yet the team still won because the other players around him rose to the occasion, and they're good enough to make up for those mistakes. So I'm a little encouraged because – to think that when he's not making mistakes, we could score maybe 40 points or more and really assert dominance on the football field.
Yeah.
I just feel like, you know, we can give him a little game or two here. Now, week three or week four, he's still making these crazy mistakes, then I would say, there's something wrong here.
Look, we as a team will still make mistakes. The coaches, the players, everyone will make mistakes. That's part of the beauty of football. You've got the next play, the next series to make up for those mistakes. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be better. It's going to be better next week when they do the same things that they practiced for this week, and they've got more practice at those same things under their belts. I know that Jalen will be sharper the next time he sees a look that he just saw for the first time. You know, that will be the natural progression of the way this offense develops. And I feel
it's supposed to be
where it's going to be headed, because this offensive coordinator demonstrated he's a good play caller and he has a nice mix with all that. I really appreciate the blend of run to pass and everything else. And I think it's a gradual thing where we're going to be a lot more under center than we have seen
in the past.
And it'll work nicely.
All right, Johnny, good call here, my man. You're allowed to call again. You get a passing grade. You're a good buddy. Get for the Kings of Leon tickets in honor of James Earl Jones. Give me a great scene with a villain.
Okay, I hear you guys talking about Die Hard. How about the scene at the end where Bruce Willis lights the gas on fire, and it trails to the plane, and it's about to blow up, and he says, yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah.
Die Hard 2, yeah.
So that's Die Hard 2. Again, I still think there's a better Die Hard scene, but that's a great one. That's a great scene. Now, is there a villain in there? I guess there's
villains on the plane. John Amos and William Sadler on the plane.
Yeah, and I think you see them.
Yeah, they're there. Yeah, I mean, you see them right before it blows up, if nothing else. Yeah, you know they're there,
though. That's fair. But tremendous to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Phils are playing good baseball. Obviously, losing Saturday and Sunday was, a bit of a setback, but nothing too big. And they played well now for about 2.5 weeks. They're in a really, really good spot. A lot of talk today on the show also about Jalen Hurts. And just a very simple question to you. How good is he? You know, what do you make of Jalen at this point? One game into year 5 of his career. Big contract. Obviously, he's done some incredible things. He's also done some not good things out there. So as you assess the Jalen Hurts thing, how good is he? 215-592-9494. Let's remind you, Sirianni in 10 minutes. And, again, I just want to detail some of the specific times the guests join us this year. We don't know when Sirianni will join us on a weekly basis. We tend to think it'll typically be Tuesdays, if I had a guest, probably in the 8 o'clock hour. But here's what we do know. And this also changes a bit if they play a Monday game or a Thursday game. It gets a little wonky. But for the most part, on a weekly basis, this is what you'll get. Mondays at 7:55, Ray Dittinger. 9 o'clock, Seth Joyner. Tuesdays, 7:25, Ron Jaworski. 7:40 for a half hour in studio, Brandon Graham. 8:20, Elliot Shure Parks. Again, later in the hour, typically Nick Sirianni on Tuesdays, I would think. Wednesdays, 6:35, Shield Kapadia. 7:40 for an entire hour, Ross Tucker. 9:10, Eagles announcer Mike Quick. Thursday, 7:30, and by the way, I thought he did a nice job last night on ESPN with his national debut there. Thursdays at 7:30, often in studio, Jason Kelsey, fielding your phone calls for an hour. 9 o'clock, Howard Eskin. Fridays, Elliot getting us ready for the upcoming game at 7:30, and Dick Vermeil at 8 o'clock. Mixed in a lot of other things as well, including, for instance, on Friday, Beat the Hammer, obviously, at 7:45. Plus, on the week that the Eagles have a home game coming up, Sunday game or a Monday game in this case, on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8 o'clock, we will give you the name of a former or current player. Former or current player. You got to know the four names we say. One Tuesday at 8, another Wednesday at 8, Thursday at 8, Friday at 8. Know those four players. Friday at 8 o'clock, you can win tickets to the upcoming Eagles home game. These tickets, of course, like they were last year, will be courtesy of NovaCare.
So today at 8.
Today at 8 is an example of that. That's right. You can't win the tickets today. You got to know today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, the four names we say. Friday, you can win the tickets. So we're happy with the lineup. We want to bring you great coverage, obviously, this fall and into the winter of what hopefully will be not only a playoff team, but an Eagles team that can go really far. 215-592-9494. Let's also give you the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Were you more encouraged or discouraged with Jalen's performance week 1? A, encouraged. B, discouraged. You can vote and weigh in on the phone line. Second poll question that you can vote on at SportsRadio WIP on Twitter. Of these four, who had the best voice? Of course, we're paying tribute today to James Earl Jones. So we got him amongst these four for best voice. A, Gene Hackman. Love him. B, Whitney Houston. Loved her. C, James Earl Jones. I hate to say it in the past tense. Got to. Passed away yesterday. Loved him. D, Pavarotti. Loved him. Well, I didn't love him, but I admired his voice. I mean, I didn't know the dude much. What did I know? But I knew the guy could sing.
I think you know very little, I guess, because Pavarotti shouldn't be on this list. This is crazy.
None of these people should be on the same list together.
Don't be ripping me, Richie.
Like, not even Gene Hackman deserves to be on the list with James Earl Jones.
That is bizarre.
Maybe he doesn't, but
you've heard the term apples and oranges.
Yes.
This is like apples, oranges, lettuce, and
some French fries.
Coconut.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? If you're going to rip me, let me give it a shot. So when we have Sirianni on this year, he's going to join us in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to wee him during the interview? It's like, Coach, we didn't tackle well out there. You know, what are you going to do about it?
Jeez.
Like, because like, I mean, I John, a lot of respect. You play for the Birds. You literally bled. Love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we is now them. I mean, James, off the air, I'm sure you say we off the air
as
a Philadelphia,
hey, Joe,
but you don't say it on the air. Now, John's in a different category to play for them.
When I say Dario Saric,
I say Saric.
And what do you say when I say that's wrong?
I say I don't care. Is that your point? You don't care?
That would be his answer.
I got
it.
There.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, deal with it.
Look at
that. Deal with it. Wow. All right. Okay, you know what?
John, that was a burn of impressive.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he just told you
to keep your mouth shut.
He did tell me that. He did tell me that. And of course, I could say this to him.
Where did he get the effrontery?
Or I could really go to Colonel Jessup and say,
take caution in your tone.
Yeah. No, I like it. Hey, we got it.
Like once or twice a week when you remember that you have a soundboard.
I love. Oh, by the way, we also because you know
I don't love that.
Sirianni's going to be on, and we could go with Devin's.
That is great.
That's got to be that's drop of the year.
It's got a shot.
Yeah. Holy cow. Can I hear that one more time?
Yeah, this is the start of Devin doing an Eagles chant, I don't know, a couple months ago. Here we go.
Yeah. Wow. Drop of the week of the year is going to come down
terrible.
To that. And
this is so really
going to be a real powerhouse matchup.
All right, let's get to it. By the way, Nick Sirianni will join us shortly. He will be on the show soon. And, of course, when he is, we look forward to talking to him on a weekly basis. Let me also tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient of PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient of PI Dental for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center, they're also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you got a big old problem with your teeth, know this. That stinks, but there is a solution for you. PI Dental Center can provide that solution for you, and that's great. You got to get yourself there, though. They're located in Fort Washington. You can easily start from home just with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, Sirianni soon. Chris in Ocean City right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, everybody. First off, Chris Cornell has the best voice, and I won't accept any other answer.
Great answer.
And I'm ready to fight all y'all. So just line up and get ready to get knocked down.
Okay.
So first off, I am way more encouraged by Jalen's performance, and the number one thing that we talked about all offseason was his ability, or perceived from this station, inability to pick up the blitz and to call coverages, and any suggestion that he could was looked at as a slight against Jason Kelce. Well, he did phenomenally in the first game, and also the offensive line's protections, which have been getting praised, they were called out by him. And so you look at the egregious turnovers and poor decision-making that he had, that is not congruent with the vast majority of the early part of his career. And I believe that that is going to be easily correctable. And when you look at his performance relative to the rest of the league, he was still one of the best quarterbacks that performed and led an offense 34 points. And all these saviors that everyone likes to pump up, like Joe Burrow and Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers, how did they perform?
Well, a lot struggled. Yeah, that's clear. A lot of guys struggled the other day.
And they all lost. And so when you look at the fact that this offense is entirely new, that Jalen's calling protections for the first time and is performing well against the blitz. That other
that was great.
Yep. Correctable.
Yep. And it's not just the protections that he's manipulating. He's also changing plays. He's also changing routes. You know, the sight adjust with the receivers are there. You can see it with hand signals. You can hear it with play calls. You know, he's got like the lingo that he's throwing out there. There were some names I don't remember specifically, but he's mastered what they've given him thus far in terms of knowing how to do it. Now it's a matter of perfecting the execution of it, and that's where he struggled, because he tried to prove he was deserving. He tried to do the Carson Wentz thing where you try too much, try to take too big a bite, and he needs to find that delicate balance.
100%. And I really loved your segment with Seth joining yesterday and then hearing Merrill Reese later in the afternoon. If listeners haven't had a chance to hear those, go back, because I think that they're some of the most accurate and intelligent breakdowns of what happened. And I feel great, and I'm just ready to.
But Chris, ask you this: do you gloss over the two interceptions and the near other two interceptions?
No, because those were decision making that, in my opinion, were the result of not having a preseason and overinflated confidence based on somebody's training camp stats.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Chris, give me an answer here. Nick Sirianni in a moment with his best scene ever in a movie that's got a villain in the scene.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Au revoir, Shoshana, Christoph Waltz, and Inglourious Basterds.
Great, you got it, man. Chris, appreciate the phone call right there. 215-592-9494. Reminder, Brandon Graham joins us in studio for about a half an hour. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. All right, John, let's talk for the first time this season to the head coach of the Eagles, Nick Sirianni. As I mentioned earlier, will be a weekly guest on our show. I would think typically on Tuesdays, as he was last year Tuesdays, often in the 8 o'clock hour, but with the Eagles with a different week this week, coming from the Friday game in Brazil into a Monday game, obviously home for their, I guess we can call this true home opener. I guess we can call Monday the true home opener. Monday night versus Minnesota. Let's talk to the Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. He's brought to us by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia this Friday for a Bud Light Eagles pep rally. Win tickets to the Eagles home opener and sign merchandise as well. He is the head coach of the 1-0 Birds, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello. And by the way, correction right out of the gate. Seltzer tells me you're playing Atlanta, and that would be my mistake.
You got the Kirk Cousins team wrong.
I did. Yeah. I can guarantee you the Kirk Cousins thing is what it was. Nick, hello. Thanks for joining us. And by the way, congrats on the victory. I know it must have felt fantastic to start the season off with a win there.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, it was a good start to the season. Got a lot of things to clean up, but to go on the road. I guess it was a home game, but to go on the road and get a win, that's always a good thing, especially to start the season.
You know, Nick, I was watching you coach that game the other day, and one of the thoughts that went through my mind is it's got to be great. I mean, it's the first time you've coached a game in the NFL with Saquon on your team. What is it like for those 3 hours?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Knowing you've got a player of that caliber on your squad.
Yeah, he's a big-time player, and we've been seeing it through camp. We've seen it, obviously, on the opposite sideline as well. But to have him on our team and to have that type of guy on our team, the type of player, the type of teammate, you know, knowing he can change the game anytime he touches the ball, which he did, you know, was obviously was huge for us and was huge for us in that game. So he played a great game and, you know, both running the ball and catching the ball, you know, and he's a great leader, great teammate. And so love having him on our football team. Look forward to the type of year he can have as an Eagle.
It was so awesome to see the 26 touches. How do you balance Saquon's usage for health purposes, Nick? 26 touches, is that sustainable?
Yeah, I think what you do, like you go into every single game, like what do we have to do to win this game? And you have a plan going into the game, and then things change in the game. You got to adjust and you know, we're going to do what we need to do to win every single game. If that means Saquon touches the ball 50 times, Saquon touches the ball 50 times. If it means he's got to touch it 10, you got to touch it 10. But you kind of manage him. You end up managing him through the week of practice, right? Because there's more knowns you can manage it during practice. When you get in the game again, every game's so crucial. Every game's so critical.
Sure. Like,
We play 17 games. We got to do what we got to do to win that game. You know, and the situation of the game, I mean, we're on a, you know, why do carries get that high sometimes, you know, where it's 26 or 24 carries, I believe he had, because he had two mm-hmm. catches. It happens because you're in 4-minute football, right? So we're at the end of the game with 7 minutes. Like, love the fact that you can finish the ball, you know, almost finish the game and take as much time off the clock as we did in our 4-minute drill. And so Saquon got a lot of carries there in that time too, right? And we threw the ball a couple times in that one, and it was really good plays by Jalen and Devontae that helped us run that clock down to give them the ball back with 24 seconds. But when you have leads in games, you know, sometimes those carries go up even more than you were anticipating, especially when you get to these 4-minute drills. So every game's a little different, but every game is so critical in the NFL, and we'll do everything we can do to win each game, and then we'll have a plan for how we rest them throughout the week.
Sure. It's managing the body is important. And you know, when I played, it reminds me when Donovan McNabb was constantly reminded to protect himself by Andy Reid and his staff. You know, are you and your offensive staff reminding Jalen to get down early to protect himself too?
Yeah, always. His health is so important, and you know, he's got to make sure that when he can step out of bounds, he steps out of bounds, which he had a couple of those. But then Jalen's such a powerful runner, you know, he had a huge conversion in the 4 minute off of a pass that turned into a scramble where he lowers his shoulder and gets three extra or four extra yards. That was a powerful run too, you know. And so Jalen's got a good feel for when to go down and when to fight for some extra yards. We're always advising him to make sure he protects himself. But also we're trying, you know, scrambles, you know, it's on him, like planned runs. That's on us, for us to make sure that we're doing the right schemes, that we don't put him in danger. Now, you know, every run's a little bit different, but that's in the forefront of our mind every time we put a quarterback run in or a quarterback read play in is how are we protecting Jalen on this play?
Sure. We as fans were just trying to figure out why Jalen looked like so quick and sprightly during camp, but on Friday, you know, I'm told I'm making excuses for Jalen, saying that the field was, not where it needed to be for him to look as quick as he did during camp. Is there something to that, Coach?
Yeah, you know, I thought he looked quick. I thought he looked fast. I thought he made some plays with his feet when he needed to make plays. You got to remember this too, like. That team, as you could see for that team, like when it did turn into a scramble, they had a guy that was responsible, for Jalen, mm-hmm. when he would scramble, right? So they weren't rushing, they would have a game on and, up front, and one of the guys was responsible for the edge. You can kind of see that with the contain and then how they would chase. And so, they're putting themselves in position to do that. And I think that's always key to remember, and that really helps our offensive line when they're so concerned about Jalen rushing or running the ball and becoming a runner after a pass play, the second play, that's a big deal. And they're taught, like those D linemen, that was a good D line we played too. Those D linemen are told, do not let this guy out of the pot. You make sure you set this thing wide. Make sure we group rush to make sure we don't let him out of the pocket. So I don't think it's a thing that has anything to do with Jalen's athletic. Jalen didn't get slower from camp to the game, it's more about the rush and how they try to contain him. And, so that kind of looked that way. I think that can present itself that way sometimes.
That's really good to hear.
Nick Sirianni here with us on WIP, as he will be on a weekly basis, typically on Tuesdays. Nick, let's talk a little bit more about Jalen, this time in the passing game. So, obviously, some really good stuff Friday and some stuff that wasn't. What is the challenge for you as a coach and the coaching staff of how to smooth out the rough edges of him in the passing game? I mean, for me, in my standpoint watching Friday, it was primarily a decision-making standpoint. It's not how he throws the ball, but it's when and where he throws the ball. How do you, as a coach, kind of smooth out those rough edges?
I think we have a lot of rough edges to smooth out, from the entire game, and you're trying to grow each week to get better each week, and so that's going to start. Yesterday the players had a lift. We didn't, with this being a long week, not playing Monday night. We get them today, so we'll be able to watch the tape with them today. And so that's going to start in the film room of, first with our team meeting and kind of talking about the mistakes that we made, good plays that we made too. You don't go in there and talk about the mistakes that we make, but you talk about the good ones too. But you're really, everyone needs to be self-critical of themselves, including myself, and because that's the only way you can get better. And so I'll start in the film room about some of the detail mistakes that we made, right? We didn't tackle well enough in this football game. Different factors that go into that, but it comes down to us and our fundamentals. And it doesn't matter if it's whoever it is that's playing football. If it's if it's St. Joe's Prep, if it's Temple, if it's the Philadelphia Eagles. If you don't tackle well enough, you're not going to win a lot of football games. So we got to tackle better. And then we got to take care of the ball better, right? Because that's the biggest stat that goes week in, week out, is how did you take care of the football? And so we didn't do a good enough job there either. And so it's us putting them in the right positions to succeed, and it's them being able to, and the players being able to execute. But those are the main things that we gotta fix with taking care of the football. But Jalen made some unbelievable plays in that game that without those plays, and did he make some mistakes? Yeah, but we all made mistakes in that football game. But without some of the plays that he made, particularly down the stretch of that 4-minute drive to with some of those passes to Devontae, he put us in position to win that game that we did.
Nick, you said something after the game I found fascinating, and I was glad you said it. So you said after the game you want the team to enjoy the win. Now, on the surface, it's like, well, of course, obviously. But it seemed to me like you were making a point, perhaps in reference to last year, to, let's not get bogged down in trying to be, we want to be perfect, right?
But but there's only so perfect you can be. I mean, it's not an achievable goal to be perfect. And enjoy the accomplishment of winning a game. Was that a particular point of emphasis for you with this team this year, prior to week one, after week one, to say, hey, let's remember a win is a win and enjoy it?
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, through some of my talks with other coaches, our talks as a leadership council within the team, we want to make sure we're enjoying the journey, right? And you can get so bogged down with your expectations and this and that, and you know, you can't live out your expectations for the entire year in one day, right? It's a day by day, your habits every single day. You can only win one game at a time, and you can only lose one game, and you can only lose one game at a time. And so it is about enjoying the journey, and you know, a connection of a team is what makes you want to be a part of this team, right? And obviously we have great jobs being football coaches and football players, but one of the things that makes it the best is that connection and the team, like, That's the best thing about being a football coach is that I'm still on a team, and you got to enjoy moments. You know, it's so hard to win in this league. Particularly, there's a lot of circumstances that went into this last game. You know, with the travel, with all the different things that went on, it's so hard to win. You got to enjoy it. You got to make sure that we got things to clean up, but you know, we got to enjoy this, you know, when we win. And I think that, you know, that's so important. And, you know, that's something that we're focused on. And again, that doesn't mean we're not upset by mistakes that we made, that we're not working like crazy to fix those mistakes. It is just, though, that can we be, you know, in the moment and be so excited that we beat a good football team, you know, in Brazil, to open up the season. Like, there's 16 teams today that are 0-1, and there's 16 teams today that are 1-0, and we're 1-0, and we're going to enjoy that. We're going to celebrate that, and then we're going to get back to work and make sure we fix the things that we need to fix, you know, to make sure we can go 2-0.
Nick, is Devin White on board to be a backup linebacker on this team?
Yeah, Devin's had a good camp. You know, obviously he tweaked his ankle the other day, and he's had a good camp and been a great teammate from day one, and works his butt off. And so I'm excited that Devin's on this roster.
And Nick, let's talk about Brandon Graham. He's going to join us in just a moment here. I don't know if you know. Tell me if you do. Do you know that by playing in Friday's game, he set a franchise record, the first player in the history of the organization to get to year 15? He passed Chuck Bednarik, who had gotten a 14. Did you know that?
No, I did not. That's awesome.
It's an incredible accomplishment.
That's incredible. Yeah, that's incredible. He and he played a really good game. You know, he has so much energy. He brings so much energy to this building, to this team. So much positive energy. You know, we need that. We need that pod. There's so much negative energy in just the world right now. You know, and we need everybody. I would say this. Everybody in their business, everybody in what their place of work needs a Brandon Graham. Somebody that comes to work every day that's so excited to be there, that's so excited to be a good teammate, that's so excited to be a good defensive end. And, you know, like, so I love having him on this team. And year 15 and passing, Chuck Bednarik for, you know, most seasons. I love that. And, by the way, he was knocking the hell out of people in that game. Like, what – one thing that I thought he did so well in this game, he showed, you know, you want to be physically tough every single game you play. You want to be this is still a game that the toughest team has the best chance to win, right? And so you preach that, you talk about it all the time, and he was so physically tough in this game. A tight end tried to block him. Any time a tight end put his hands on him, he'd knock him 4 yards back in the backfield. Anytime the defensive – a tackle was trying to reach him or get him kicked out, he collapsed the hole. Like, he is a physical dude, great teammate. I hope you guys at WIP have somebody that brings the energy of your your group up like Brandon Graham does for us.
That's called James Seltzer. That's right, called
James.
Seltzer.
All right, there you go, James. All
actually,
right,
you know job. Who it is? It's Ava Graham. That's who it is. That's who it is. All right,
okay.
Nick, congratulations on the victory. Good luck, obviously, on Monday night versus Atlanta, and we're very, very happy to have you as a part of the show again this year. Good luck on Monday. Thank you, Nick.
All right, thanks, guys.
You got it. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Brandon Graham, the aforementioned, joins us coming up in studio in 1 minute.
As the seasons change, days are going to get shorter, nighttime temperatures getting colder. The change in temperatures can have your HVAC system working hard to keep your home comfortable. So give yourself a stress-free fall and prepare your HVAC system with a seasonal tune-up from Horizon Services. Don't wait till it's cold to turn on your system and find out the wear and tear from last year has caused major issues. Call Horizon Services today to clean up your system before starting it up for the season. If you want peace of mind this fall, trust Horizon's expert technicians to get the job done right the first time so your HVAC system is ready for those cooler temps. Horizon will help you avoid costly breakdowns so you can go into fall knowing your system is ready for any temperature. Thanks to Horizon Services, your home will stay cool and comfortable. Click or call, day or night, Horizon Services, available 24/7. Just go to horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Horizon Services, help is on the way.
All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning after the Phils win last night, and obviously the Eagles at 1-0, and every single Tuesday at this time, or typically about 5 minutes prior to this time, we're going to be joined by an Eagles legend. We're going to be joined in studio by one of the great players and really, I mean, great people in the history of Philadelphia sports. Brandon Graham, of course, is always brought to us by Primo Hoagies. And Primo's, of course, BG's BG spot. We all love it. Be like Brandon Graham. Make your game day epic with party trays from Primo Hoagies online at PrimoHoagies.com. It's not just a Primo. It's not just a hoagie. It's a Primo. It's not just a long time Eagle. It is the longest tenured Philadelphia Eagle of all time. Passing Concrete Charlie, who is concrete, but apparently not concrete enough. As Brandon Graham got to year 15 and contributed. Good morning, BG.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you, pal?
Man, you know what? Feeling good. Just excited, man. 1-0, as you can know. It's not easy to win in this league. I heard Coach talking about it, and I'm so excited. Know what we got to work on, what we got to build on, because this is a one day at a time mentality.
Sure.
Today we're gonna go over the corrections and then we're gonna get them fixed.
Well, we'll get to that, but BG, let's get to this year 15 reality.
Uh-huh.
When did you know? Is this something you knew last year, 2 or 3 years ago, that if you get to 15, you're the longest tenured Eagle? Did you find out in recent weeks? When did you know that you just set that mark?
You know what? I didn't know until people started talking about it. I mean, it's nothing that you really look at. You just kind of in it. And eventually people start throwing stats out there on stuff that you accomplish being here this long. And, of course, man, I'm happy to still be here, still be playing at a high level. And, you know, I'm just want to go out the right way. And I'm excited with this type of team we have. I think Good. We got a shot.
You know what? Hasn't been in a high level in a long time. Seltzer, Earl Thomas doesn't still play, right?
Yeah, buddy. I love this. Well done.
Oh,
that you're damn right he doesn't.
Yeah, you know what? He always reached out to me and showed love. So at the end of the day, you know, we was where we were supposed to be. And I'm happy that I got that bad taste out of my mouth on how I started.
Good for you, man.
So you had a few more reps in this game than I was expecting. That was a big first game. How's your body feel? And were you expecting that number of reps heading into week one?
Well, yeah. Vic always joke with me, hey, man, you're going to have to earn it this year.
And he meant it.
Yeah.
Did you think he was joking?
No,
like, thought he was for real?
I didn't, because he started talking to me more the Patriots when we went to see the Patriots. We played against them in joint practice. He said, hey, I got a little more reps for you this practice right here, so get
wow.
ready. So I'm like, you know, I'm loving that he's trusting me out there. I mean, that's another thing. And then I'm just encouraging the boys. And, of course, you know, I want to be out there, but you know, I just want to do whatever they need me to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm excited because my body ain't hurting as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Well, that's great. Your body's not hurting as badly as you thought it was going. Did you do something different for this season to get ready for this season, knowing it's your last season? You know, like putting it all into this basket, so to speak?
My nutrition. You know, that was a big one all my career. And now these last five years, I've been, you know, I got a hold of, like, man, good weight that I can play with. And I think I got even better this year because, you know, I noticed the last one.
So, yeah. Brandon, let's just get to that.
Yep.
Is it definitely your last season?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is my last one. I'm all in. I'm all in like I'm always been. But, I'm ready for the other side of it.
Good for you, man. Mm-hmm. Do you hope that this is part of that? I mean, I know you've been hanging around here at WIP for a bunch of years. I mean, just like Kelsey made a
– yeah.
Very smooth transition. Do you hope to get into this, you know, after the playing days are done?
I think so. I really do. I'm not in that place yet of when that time do come, I know I'm going to make my decision on where what real opportunities is right there on the table. But right now, man, I'm trying to win this thing and go out the right way. And then I'm excited for the options to be able to, you know, do this because, I mean, I talk all the time in the building, having fun with the guys. And this what it is, you know, having fun with the guys.
Yeah. You'll be great at it. When that time comes, you'll be great. So you'd mentioned at the start there, you know, cleaning up some stuff, obviously, from it still sounds so weird to say, from Friday night. It was a Friday night game. So without giving away the state secrets, because I know, you know, you guys can't say everything. And you know, Seltzer Sirianni special is very guarded. Right?
Wants to very, 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 very guarded, you know, yes.
We're not asking you to name plays and stuff, Brandon, but what in a general sense, what are the things you think you guys can clean up on that help you propel?
Well, you know what, I just think the way we technique, it's all technical stuff, like the way you use your hands, certain blocks, like when you out in space, you gotta set that edge, you know, for guys that's running to the ball. It's just certain little stuff that people can make that choice in that moment. But we drill it all the time. It's just sometimes you think you can kind of get away with certain stuff, and this league is not as forgiving, as you know. It's all about, like, one false step, and that's one less step closer to his fingertips sometimes on how people catching balls. And it's like, man, it's
every all technical. Matters.
It's every inch matter. And so I think that's what I really see for us is we got to make sure we keep gaining them inches. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that we're not cutting them corners on certain, you know, just little things. Don't let it beat us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.